Little nervous, but I'll get through this. We originally had a DVD that we wanted to show. Unfortunately, technology didn't work out. JW gave it his best because I was of absolutely no help up here trying to get him to do that. But what I'm here to talk about tonight was a couple ministries that I have been introduced to over the past year. Actually, one that I was introduced to several years ago that led to a different ministry that led to me standing in front of this congregation very uncomfortable right now. how I got introduced, the first ministry was Christian Bow Hunters. Anybody hear of that organization before? I know there's a few. Yes, my two oldest ones have. I was introduced to that several years ago when I started shooting archery again, and it's a nationwide organization. We have a local chapter in Jamestown called His Way Archers. Great place, great guys. It's where my two oldest learned to shoot in the youth leagues there that they set up just for the kids. A good place to just go and get around Christian men in the wintertime and shoot at foam animals, really, is what it is, when there's nothing else to do in the snow out here unless you own a snowmobile or something. And as I started attending there, if you will, I got to know some of the guys involved and actually became a member not only of His Way Archers, the range, but also a member of Christian Bow Hunters. And that is a ministry that uses bow hunting and the archery, I don't want to say industry, community, that so we can go out and serve. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to read my notes. I tried to do this, but Christian Bow Hunters of America. It's a ministry to the bow hunting and archery community, seeking to serve Jesus Christ by leading people to Him and encouraging Christian growth. So that was the first ministry that I got involved with. And about this time last year, I'll back up just a little bit, for that entire year, for 12-plus months, I had been praying myself to find a ministry that I could support with, not just money-wise, but I mean, I see a lot of people in our congregation that support ministries with their efforts and works and so on and so forth, and I wanted something like that, but I'm not much at swinging a hammer or, you know, nothing like that called to me. But I've been praying consistently about it. I told Pastor about this when we sat down and spoke, and literally within 5 hours' time, I'd got a phone call from the director of the Christian Bow Hunters, the gentleman lives in Jamestown, and also a phone call from a gentleman in Clymer talking about this other ministry called Chappie's Outdoor Adventures. And I'd heard about Chappie's before. Chappie's Outdoors was started by a Army chaplain named Jeremiah Catlin. And in 2007, while he was on a tour of duty in Iraq, he was medically evacuated back to the States, had severe cancer. Things were not looking good for Jeremiah. While he was back in the States recovering and going through his treatments and such, that led to about two and a half years of him being able to connect with other warriors or wounded veterans that he got a chance to meet. And through that, he is now, he works closely with the nation's wounded vets and provides them with outdoor adventure, if you will. It could be hunting trips, fishing trips, but all of them are centered around Jesus Christ. And I received those two phone calls and said, hey, we have one coming up in Clymer. Would you be interested? And that was it. I knew right then and there that was what, you know, God had laid in front of me. And so I said, yes, let me know what it is that I need to do. What it ends up is in New York State's muzzleloader season, which is middle of December, we were going to have three veterans, wounded veterans, coming into town, and we were hosting a hunt for them. So we had October, November, and the first part of December to get ready for it. I really at first didn't have anything to do with the planning of it. That was other gentlemen in Clymer. David Van Nerden was the one that probably headed it up the most. I was just like, yep, tell me where I need to be and what I need to do. It was once that they got there in town and we got to meet these guys and the experience as a whole, that was what just changed me around. I mean, this was a ministry that I could really, really stand behind. So I can't take any credit or answer any questions about what went on before these guys got here. But I can the community, and I'm going to talk about Clymer, but the surrounding community got behind this. David Van Nurden took this to his church in Clymer and did a presentation much better, but very similar to this, and really rallied the community around this. We had, in the community, we had so much food donated for these veterans. I mean, people were donating lunches, dinners, pies, brownies, cookies, just about any baked good that you could think. People were just, yeah, great, I'll cook that. I'll cook dinner for Wednesday. And we'll bring it up, we'll serve it, we'll clean it up, we'll take it home. Somebody else said, well, great, we'll cook lunch for Thursday. Other people says, well, great, we'll bring dessert, which was six homemade pies were brought at one time. So believe us, we put on, and the veterans as well. I mean, they got to eat and eat well, but the rest of us that were involved in it got a good chance to eat as well. Also, the people that were involved in it that were very helpful were the landowners in the Clymer area. A lot of them were approached and told what the ministry was, what was going on, and we had landowners say, yep, you have free access to my land while they're here. So we had places for them to hunt. David Van Nurden and I sat down after it was over, and we tallied it up, and we had three veterans come into town, and they had a little over 2,000 acres that they could go out and hunt on. Landowners didn't charge them a trespassing fee, didn't charge them a lease fee, didn't charge them anything like that. Said, great, have at it. So that was pretty cool. I mean, and 2,000 acres is a pretty big chunk of land. Over the course of 3 days, we didn't cover 2,000 acres, that's for sure. But it was nice to know that was available. So the landowners were very helpful in this. The other type of support we got from the community was the personnel. And I'm talking from, simple dolts like me that said, yep, I'll go out and run around the woods for 3 days and try and help these guys out. We have a couple guys in Clymer that are great video people, and they love to video hunts. They donated their time, their expertise, brought their own equipment, which was much better than the little Sony camcorders that most of us had, and videoed these guys, which gives me the DVD that I'm not able to show you. But anyway, what else did we have? We had Christian bow hunters brought in volunteers to help. I mean, from the His Way Archers in Jamestown, guys came out just in, dressed in coveralls and such, and just showed up and says, what do you need me to do? Where do you need me to go? So we had people, food, land. We had everything we needed for a hunt. We had guys bringing in extra muzzle loaders. We didn't know if the vets were going to be prepared or if they had their own. So we had a rack of muzzle loaders standing in the house ready to go. Literally, these veterans, nothing was expected of them when they showed up. They all came in on, we hunted Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So they all came in on a Wednesday. And first thing was to go and get them their licenses. So we ran them over to Jamestown, somewhere over there, actually Hogan's Hut. And the community had raised enough money that it didn't cost any of these guys anything for a out-of-state license. And for you hunters around here that hunt New York, you've got a pretty good idea what an out-of-state license costs, for somebody that's not from New York. So that was cool. In the state of New York, now they were not able to get the extra permits for doe or anything like that because it was so late in the season. But in New York, I don't know if it's the same way in Pennsylvania or not, but if I have an antlerless tag and I don't fill it, I have that right to sign it over and give it to somebody else who has a New York State license. And we had people in the community that had extra doe tags that weren't going to use them, so they signed them over to these veterans. Didn't know them from Adam, but were like, look, they're here. They can, they're here to hunt, so let's make sure that they can, they have the appropriate tags. So that was another great thing on how the community came together. I want to tell you a little bit about the veterans that we had. We were scheduled for three vets. The reason it was three is it was our first year. Chappie's Outdoor Adventures runs these hunts all over the country. Matter of fact, I think I was on their website, and it's either they're finishing up today or they started today out in Idaho, an elk hunt for seven wounded veterans. So they're all over this country. And there's some places that offer over 2 or 3 hunts a year. I believe the last number I heard, there was a total of 25 hunts done last year. And I can't remember the exact number of vets, but there's at least 3 at each one. And I would guess to say there's a little bit more than that. So it's not just here in Clymer. You know, Chappie or Jeremiah Catlin from Chappie's is trying to, you know, it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger as the years go on. Excuse me. But last year's vets, when we got a chance to meet them, when they came in, like I said, they don't know us from Adam. We met, I can use their guys' first names. We met Jimmy. I got a great story about Jimmy. He's down in South Carolina. He's married. Him and his wife have a son. He lives on base. They have 2 cars, which was awesome. Jimmy was planning on hopping in his car Tuesday night, driving all the way up from South Carolina and getting up here to Western New York, you know, Wednesday morning, something along those lines. Well, Saturday or Sunday prior to, one car breaks down. Okay, and so Jimmy calls Jeremiah from Chappie's Outdoors and tells him of his situation. And Jeremiah's like, it's no big deal. Let's not worry about it. Don't unpack just yet. This was on a Sunday night. Jeremiah wakes up Monday morning, goes and does his breakfast or whatever it is his morning ritual is, and he says by 10 o'clock he's getting a phone call. He looks at his phone, doesn't recognize the number, doesn't come up on caller ID. He answers it, Jeremiah Catlin. Gentleman on the other end introduces himself, and all I know is that he's a businessman from South Carolina. And Jeremiah says, okay, nice to speak to you. Is there something, what can I do for you? And this guy says, I understand that you have a wounded veteran that is looking to get up to Western New York and has no ride. And Jeremiah is like, yes. Jeremiah didn't ask how he knew. Jeremiah said yes, and the businessman on the other end said, I'm going to give you the phone number of my pilot. I want you to call or have your veteran call my pilot and set up a time and a place where he can be flown up and taken care of. So businessman in South Carolina donated his jet, maybe it's his company's jet, his pilot, and flew this veteran from South Carolina, flew him up to Buffalo. We made arrangements, or David made arrangements, to pick Jimmy up in Buffalo and get him down here. The pilot said to Jimmy, he goes, here's my cell phone. You call me on Saturday night, and we'll make plans to pick you up Sunday morning. And so that's amazing how God works in that, in that way. I still don't know who the business owner was. But that Jimmy got up here because of the grace of somebody else, which was pretty cool. One of our other vets was coming up from Columbus, Ohio. Aaron was his name. Actually, let me back up to Jimmy just a little bit. All of these guys have served or active duty. Jimmy was in Afghanistan and actually took a round to the jaw. And that was several years ago, but he's gone through rehabilitation and all that. He is still active military. But that's where he was coming from. And a great guy and a smile that just would light up a room. The other gentleman was Aaron. He was coming up from Columbus, Ohio area. So he hopped in a car, and started, just drove up here the 4 and a half hours, whatever it was. And, Aaron's background a little bit, he was in Iraq, riding on, and I'm going to say a convoy, and caught an IED. On the roadside, and he was the only one. He was the only one out of that whole vehicle that made it. I told myself I wasn't going to do this. So, you get to hear that from those guys, and it's tough. So that's, a lot of times when I talk about this, or when I've talked about it in the past, people think that, these vets, they're just in it for the free stuff. Dude, no, they're not. I mean, they're not. I can vouch for that. The third vet was coming from Wisconsin way. Got about 2 hours into his trip, and he got a phone call, and he had to come back. He had to go back home. Don't know what the situation was, but so he did. He turned around and went back home. So we had planned out here for 3 vets to hunt, and we had it all set up. We had cameraman for 3 vets. We had specific spots picked out for three vets. I mean, we were geared for three vets, and we were down to two. So what we did is one of the gentlemen, one of the volunteers from His Way Archers, Floyd, who was a Vietnam vet who was wounded in Vietnam, he was coming out just to help. He was coming out to be the grunt walking through the weeds and, you know, doing all that. So when he shows up, he figures that's what his job is that day. And we looked at him and said, Floyd, put your orange on, get your muzzle loader out. You're not a volunteer now. You're going to be a veteran hunting. So Floyd got put into the vet's role and got to enjoy that aspect of it. He fought it for a little bit. He's like, no, that's not what I signed up for. And we're like, well, you don't have a choice because you're the only veteran that's here right now, and we need a third spot. So he got a chance to go out and kick back and enjoy and to watch the veterans bond. I mean, you're talking Vietnam and Iraq and Iran, or Iraq and Afghanistan, but, you know, there's a connection there that, son of a gun. Now is when I'd show a little piece of the video, blah, blah, blah. Excuse me. The agenda that we had, kind of the way the day would go, we didn't, you know, this was totally up to the vets. If they wanted to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and get out in the woods at 6 o'clock, that's great. Somebody would do that with them. Most of them did not. Matter of fact, all of them did not, which was fine. So we'd get up in the morning and have breakfast. Randy Wasink, my cousin, donated his mother's house for them to stay in. And so all the vets stayed together. Some of the volunteers from out of town were staying there as well and gave us a base in which to work out of. So we would, you know, we'd all show up there at the house in the morning if we weren't staying there, and we'd have a good breakfast, a real good breakfast. And David Van Erden would start some devotionals in the morning. Now, these guys knew this coming in, that it was put on by Christian Bowhunters and Chappie's Outdoor Adventures, so this wasn't news to them. But we'd start going over some devotionals and talking a little bit about, you know, what that meant to us. And then the first morning, it was just pretty much the volunteers doing the talking. And we were trying to learn the other people, you know, their body language and so on and so forth. But that's how our mornings would start. And then we'd take the guys out. We'd break up into groups, and we would go, for those of you that don't hunt, you go and sit in the woods and you wait. Literally, that's what it was. We would go out and do a stand hunt in the morning. So I've got plenty of tree stands on my property. Everybody had plenty of tree stands. A veteran, a cameraman, and, if you will, I'm going to use this term loosely, a guide would take them out. But that's where we got to sit with these vets, and you get to minister to them sitting in the middle of the woods, which some people, that just sounds ridiculous. But for those of you that have experienced hunting or do enjoy hunting, that is a great place to minister. I never thought of sitting back-to-back with a tree between you waiting for a deer to come by would be a great place to talk about God. But it is. I mean, it's a fantastic place to talk about God. So we would go out and do the morning hunt in the early morning. And then right around 10 o'clock or so, everybody's starting to get a little bit antsy. Now, everybody has radios, so we can communicate with each other and, you know, make sure everybody else is okay, or are you seeing anything, or do you need help, or anything like that. Excuse me, around 10 o'clock or so, everybody's getting antsy. Let's get up. So we would. We'd get up, and we'd kind of gather out in the woods a little bit, and we'd set up the plan for a drive, where we would put these veterans in what we proverbially call the honey hole, the spot to be, and that's when myself and other people, we would go and start walking through the pucker brush, the weeds, the swamp, and try and move deer down to them. These guys, we didn't have any restrictions on them. It was up to them what they wanted to. I mean, they obviously had to legally harvest an animal, but we didn't put any. You know, sometimes on TV, you'll see people say, oh, man, I wish I could shoot that deer right there, but it's got, you know, the outfitter won't let me. It's not big enough. Well, that's not what we had these guys out here to do. If they wanted to harvest a doe, we allowed them to, as long as it was legally done. If they wanted to harvest a small buck, we allowed them to. This was therapy for them. It wasn't for us to come out and lay rules down on them saying, hey, you're on our property. Here's how it's done. It was more of a, it's mine. Thank you. Enjoy yourself. So I keep wanting referring back to the DVD, but first thing, first morning, Jimmy, is out with his cameraman and his guide, and they're sitting, they're just sitting still, and literally within 10 minutes of the legal shooting hours coming up, he has a deer coming by him. Now, it's just a small buck. You can hear David speaking into his ears, says, take him. Jimmy's like, no. He wanted to hold out, which was kind of cool. They got some real good video footage of that. And what I'm going to end up doing before I'm going to leave this DVD here. If anybody wants to take it and go home and view it, please, by all means, do so. I can get a few more copies and such, and if it needs to circulate around the church, because there's some stuff in that DVD that is incredible, that doesn't necessarily have to do with the hunters, but it's stuff that is, it's absolutely phenomenal. I don't know how to explain it. Some gifts that we gave to the hunters after everything was over and done with, that was, well, you saw the video, Pastor, that painting that I'm talking about. So by all means, please feel free to do that. So we'd finish the morning hunt, do a little bit of drive. We'd come back for lunch. Everybody's hungry, and everybody's sitting around talking about, you know, what they saw that morning, so on and so forth. Afternoon, we might take a little siesta. But then as evening came about, you know, 4 o'clock, 3:30, 4 o'clock, it was time to go out and do the evening hunt. And that was where we went back on stand. And once again, another opportunity to sit with a veteran in you know, out in the outdoors and answer questions, if he had them, about Jesus and about being saved and about, you know, trying to lead a good Christian life. When that was all done, we came back and had a huge dinner. And my favorite part of the whole weekend was the night at night after everything was done, getting a chance to sit with these guys. We had Bob Johnson from Christian Bowhunters came in, and he kind of gave his testimony and talked about how he came to Christ. Other guys in the room did. I stood up and gave my testimony. I had my two oldest there with me, so they could come over and meet the veterans. I try to raise my kids right to appreciate them for what they've done, you know, for what they've done for us. And if anybody knows me, I'm not one to, you know, just start blurting out, this is not me. This is not me, to talk in front of a crowd, but I felt moved and I gave my testimony, embarrassed my daughter a little bit because it involves her, but did, and that felt great. Then it was, you know, to bed and up the next morning and doing the same thing. But it's amazing after that first night when just two or three of us gave our testimony, how much more open some of the veterans were. Floyd, the gentleman that came from Christian Bowhunters, he's a good Christian man, and he's living a Christian life. The two other younger gentlemen, we didn't know. I mean, I knew Floyd before this happened, so I knew where he was at and that I was going to see him again, no matter what happens. I was going to see him again. The other two guys, we didn't know. This didn't happen with me, but one of the gentleman vets rededicated himself, sitting in a tree stand Friday morning, and it's where two or more gathered in my name, I am there, and there was three of them there. Now that's good stuff. I mean, yes, it's awesome when they come up to the altar and do it, but you know, when a guy accepts, rededicates his life out in the middle of the woods with nature and two other guys around, that is some good stuff. So we had success there. The other gentleman had a lot of questions, which was good, and he was probably made a little uncomfortable. I'm sorry, I'm in Pastor Lynn's congregation. Too bad if you're uncomfortable. He wasn't lied to or anything like that. It probably just wasn't at that time what he wanted to hear it. And the gentleman which gave it to him probably, there was no foo-foo in it, that's for sure. But anyway, it got him talking and got him asking some questions, not asking questions to deny Christ, but because he had some legitimate questions about it. So we would consider that a success. After the 3 days of hunting, I will say this, the two gentlemen, the two younger vets did get a chance to harvest a couple animals, and both of them love venison, so they wanted to take it home. Well, we had enough money left over that was raised from the community. We ran down to Walmart and picked up two coolers for these guys. And my cousin and myself, we had harvested a few deer earlier in the year, and we already had them processed and put away. we packed their coolers full of venison, and they got to take that home with them. We took care of the deer that they had harvested. We just turned around and processed ourselves, but they were excited about it. They weren't ones that just wanted to come in and bang, bang, shoot them up and leave. You know, they're like, look, I harvested that animal. I want that animal. Well, you're more than welcome to it. So spur of a moment, ran down to Walmart, got a couple coolers for these guys so they could take that stuff home. But when it was all said and done, they went, the Clymer Hill Church in Clymer, which was kind of our central church. That's where David's a member. And that's where they did this presentation last year to kind of rally community support. They brought them all back and they played. Now, the video guys did a great job in about 6 hours editing however many hours of footage down into about 25 minutes of DVD. But they brought them back to the church and showed that DVD, showed a lot of pictures that were taken. We have in front of the Clymer School, we have a veterans memorial with all the veterans from Clymer area. The guys went down there and were very gracious in doing a photo opportunity down there. And the vets were great. I mean, they were great to me. Everybody I saw, they were fantastic with my kids. More than happy to get their pictures taken and so on and so forth. But at the church end of farewell party, if you will, we presented each one of the veterans with a painting. And I can't do it justice telling you about it. It was... Pastor, do you remember the painting? it revolves around, well, it revolves around Christ and coming back, and there's soon to be peace. But it also kind of catered to these veterans, and we'll just warriors from today on back through all of history, gathered around Christ, and that was pretty cool. That's really all I've got without the DVD. I'm sure I left a bunch out. If you guys want any more information, just grab me at some time, and I'll answer other questions. Yep, we're getting pretty close. If anybody's interested, you can go. I just want to make sure I'm not going over. The two organizations were Christian Bowhunters of America, so you can go online and Google that. That will bring up the entire organization as a whole. Then you can look, if you want to, His Way Archers. It'll tell you in Jamestown. There's information there. The one about the hunt specifically, the Christian Bowhunters, all we do is wherever there is a Chappie's Outdoor Hunt, the nearest Christian Bowhunters chapter, I don't want to say assigned to it, but we are. Okay, Jamestown, there's one in Clymer. You guys are kind of the ones in that area that are going to take care of it. So that's how I got involved. Because I was a member of Christian Bowhunters and Chappies came to the area, I got there through Christian Bowhunters. And it was literally the day after these guys left, I sat down and wrote up an email and sent it off to Chappie and was, you know, told him it was an amazing experience. What else can I do to help? I got a letter back from him. I got a phone call from the director of Christian Bowhunters, Bob Johnson, and said, great, that's awesome. You're in, literally. That's how he says, what? Yeah, there's no formal interview process or anything. If this is where you're feeling called, this is, you're in. And that's when I got in touch with Pastor, it was 10 months ago, wasn't it? Yeah. And said, I'm excited about this. It's a ministry that I can, you know, get behind. It's something that I enjoy doing. And sharing that with other people and you know, sharing it with kids is great. Sharing it with veterans, that the stuff that they've done for us is even better. So Pastor helped me out. He didn't tell me it was going to be like this to come up here and make this presentation. But so Christian Bowhunters, if you go online, you can Google that, or Chappies Outdoors. Those are the two ministries that work together. We are on the schedule, and we are having another one. It will be in the middle of December. I don't have the exact dates yet. We don't know who the veterans are. It's going to be three veterans again, but it's going to run the same type of format, 3 days of hunting. I'm excited about it because now we know, not that we're good at it, but we're getting better at it. There's a few things that we didn't do last year but we've already got that taken care of for this year. So it's a learning process for us, but that's all I have. Thank you for your time. Sorry I didn't put anybody to sleep, I don't think. And that's great. I'll leave the DVD if anybody wants it. They're more than welcome to it. Thank you.